Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment. Pastor Beckford was teaching on John chapter 3 at Celebration Tabernacle Church as we continue through the series, The Evidence of a Fruitful Life. And we're going to pick back up on that again today, starting at John chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Yeah. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh
is flesh,
and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit."
Okay, so as promised, we says that we will elaborate more on this Thursday morning. What does it mean when Jesus tells Nicodemus that unless one is born by water? That's number one. Come first. Mm-hmm. And secondly, the Spirit. That you've got to look at how the Bible, the sequence, mm-hmm. guys, Emily, and the sequence here, Dan. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, unless you're born by the Spirit first. He put it in sequence. Number one, he says, unless one is born by water. And number two, the Spirit. So water is preceding the Spirit. And earlier in our teaching here, Emily, you teach that, and it's 100% spot on, that your spirit man has to become alive. Mm-hmm. To be born again, your spirit man, that is it in you, must come alive. It is dead. And it has to come back alive so that you now can operate in the kingdom of God. And so the other missing ingredient, what bring it alive, is going to be the water. And it's not baptism, okay? It is not baptism. So what is this water that he's talking about? In Ephesians, Dan tells us.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
Oh, okay, so now we know that in order for you to have a born-again life, it has to come through the what? The word. Mm-hmm. The word of God, that's what quicken our spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what bring us alive. Mm-hmm. So the word enters. David says that in Psalms 119. Mm-hmm. He says, the entrance of thy word give light. So when the word of God enters our life, it give us life and light. Mm-hmm. So that we can see and we can do. And that's what Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. That's why you guys can do what I do. That's what Jesus was saying. That's why you guys can do it. Because you cannot do it in the flesh. Did he not? Jesus says that which is born in verse 6. That which is born of the what? The flesh is what?
Flesh.
So Jesus says you can't do it by the flesh. We cannot do it by our intellect. That's what it means. Or by the reasoning. It goes beyond that. Go ahead, guys.
And a lot of times, like Pastor said about the sequence, a lot of times if something spiritual happens, but we don't have the knowledge of the word of God, then we give credit to something else.
Yes.
right? Something spiritual happens and we say, oh, we got lucky.
Yeah.
there's a spiritual intervention, or we see something prophetically, but we call it deja vu.
Ooh, yeah.
We use other terminology. We use more worldly spiritual terminology instead of knowing the word. But then when we know the word and we learn the word of God, then we could go back over our life and we could look at different times where God intervened on our behalf, where God preserved our life on our behalf, where there was a spiritual encounter, where there was a spiritual intercession that took place, and when we didn't yet have the understanding. So once we have the word, then we could begin to learn, and then we begin to come into operating into the spirit. And then we know what operating in the spirit
is.
Operating in the spirit is operating in the word. It's not something that's spooky. It's not spiritual gymnastics rolling around the church. Operating in the spirit is operating in the word. And it's not limited to a moment on a Sunday morning when everybody's in their emotions in the church and calling it being in the spirit.
Yeah.
Being in is hearing from God and knowing his word, making decisions in a line with his word, and utilizing godly principles as we go through our day in order to establish the greater what God is calling us to do, to be representatives of him in the earth. You know, and there's different times in our life where maybe we didn't know the word yet, but we made a decision and we said, something just told me not to go that way. Something just told me not to do this, or something just told me I should do that. But when we know the word, we know that that's the Holy Spirit. That's wisdom from above that's operating in through our mind, and that is bringing into subjection each and every other way that it could have went. So when we learn the word, then we come back and it teaches, oh, yeah, okay, now we know that was the Spirit of God that was working on our behalf.
And it wasn't spooky.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought of another word, coincidence. How many times we say, oh, what a coincidence. But I wanted to read Ezekiel 36, verse 25 to 27. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will keep my judgment and do them. So that's another place in the Bible where it explains what it means to be born again.
Yes. And to put the icing on the cake with you guys. You guys build the cake. We're going to just put the icing on top of it right now, that how powerful the word is. In John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus spoke again. And how powerful to be born again is the word. The spirit is the word. Watch what Jesus says in John 6, verse 63. Mm-hmm. It is the Spirit, Emily, who gives life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said earlier this week, is the Spirit has to come alive.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Spirit gives life in you. All right, watch this now. It says, the flesh profits nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The flesh not going to get you into the kingdom. That's why Jesus, you can't go in there with the flesh. You got to come to the spirit. And now Jesus going to tie it all. The word that I speak to you, they are spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So the word are spirit filled. That's why we have to be born again by the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
By the word. He says, the word that I speak to you are spirit, and they are what? Life.
Right. So Pastor just told you, he just clarified to you what it means to be born of the water. Yeah. There's two other interpretations, but of course this one that he's teaching you is probably the most likely the correct one. But the other two interpretations are being born of water, like being baptized, and the other one is being born again, like from the birth, the water that comes out at birth. But as he's clearly showing you in the Bible, the water is the cleansing.
Yeah.
Water equals spiritual cleansing. Yeah. That's what it equals. And that is the interpretation. Like, I know we just wanted to clarify it because I myself, when I first saw cleansed by water, the first thing that came to my mind was being, you got to get baptized, but that's not what it is.
Yes.
So I'm so glad, happy that Pastor clarified that for you and for me.
Go ahead, Dad.
Yeah, just like water baptism doesn't save us.
No.
That we're not saved by the water baptism. You know, we're not saved every time we just, because we take a shower. We're not, so it's not the water that saves us. So the water baptism is a ceremony that represents what already took place internally when we received Jesus Christ as our Savior. So it's a ceremonial, it's an outward expression of already what took place on the inside. Yes, the Bible says that we should be baptized, but if we're not baptized, that doesn't mean that we're not saved. Just like if we get baptized, say we're getting baptized, that also doesn't mean that we are saved, because if we haven't had a confession of Christ and believe in our heart, then we're not saved. We're just, you know, getting dunked under, just like a cannonball when we're little and such. In John chapter 15 verse 3, Jesus said, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you." So the word, it cleans, it cleanses us. It changes the way we think. The more word that you know, the more clarity of thought you will have. A lot of times the confusion and stuff in our mind is because we're double-minded. We're going back and forth and we are confused. We're faltering between different opinions. But once we have the word of God as the final authority, it just knocks every other thing out of the way. When those other things try to enter, we declare the word of God, what the word of God says, and it knocks all that nonsense out of our mind. You know, a lot of times people are in state of confusion and, you know, anxiety and panic because of the racing thoughts that are entering their mind from every direction. But we have to know that we have authority over our mind. We have authority to be able to put the word of God in position in our mind and then cause every other thought to scatter. Are they going to try to continue to come? Yes. Are the arrows going to come day and night for our mind? But if we declare that we have the helmet of salvation over our head, that we don't have to let those intrusive thoughts enter. When they try to come, we combat it with the word. What is the word? Whatever that arrow is coming, find the word to be able to combat that arrow. What does the truth of God say, the word of God say, the truth say about that situation, and continually declare that. And then over time, doesn't happen in a moment. I mean, some of it's divine deliverance may happen in a moment, but for most people, it's a transformation of the mind that happens over time. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, not to be conformed to the world, not to be conformed to the thought or the arrow that's trying to invade, but to be transformed in our mind, but continually renewing it with the word of God. So we have to know, first of all, that we have the ability to do that. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
your day
you looking
count?
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.